Controversy.
I swear to God, if you don't get your shit together, this whole thing is gonna fucking... I swear to fucking God, life. I mean, we had producer Steve Albini in here for a couple weeks, and he had his shit together, and now producer Life is coming in, fucking it up.
Wait, what was that? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Listen, I know you turned my volume down, and I'm yelling across at the other mic now. Listen, if there's one rule of the podcast, I refuse to be disrespected. Okay? I refuse to be disrespected in your home. This is ridiculous. I swear to God. Hey, hi. Hello. Welcome to TV Casualty. Isn't this fun? This is a podcast. What are we doing with our lives? Hi. This is the podcast where I talk about TV shows I haven't seen before. I'm your host, Micah Brucey, and today I have a wonderful guest. She's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, my God.
She's a podcast host.
True.
She's an actress.
Oh, my God.
And hell, she's a vision.
Mike.
We have Christy Cello.
Yay. I just applauded for myself. Yay. Hey, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
This is fun. This is great.
I'm having the best time already, and we've just begun.
Just watching me berate my producer who does so much work for free. A man who I owe a good deal to. Where I'm like, dude, I swear to God.
He's so kind. I came in. He's like, do you want Pepsi? Do you want water? Just really above and beyond. And someone's not appreciating him.
Yeah, it's you. You came in and you spit on his floor. You're like, fuck off,
Leif. I took a shit in his living room on the floor.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. I think if I get, let's see, $3,000 more, I will treat everyone like they are a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't take much more money than for me to start looking at people and just spitting. Just being like, who do you think you are? I'm the $5,000 man. Okay.
That wouldn't even last you that long.
Nope.
That's so sad that $5,000 is like... so rich for you.
Straight up, $2,000 would change my life.
Oh, I feel the same way, though. I honestly feel the same way.
Insane how much, how little money would make everything different.
Like, there's that term, like, paycheck to paycheck, but I want to emphasize, like, I will pay my rent, and then it will go to zero.
Yeah.
Like, that's how paycheck to paycheck I am.
Yeah.
But I don't have a savings.
I just got a checking.
Really?
For a long time, I had a bunch of money in a shoebox in my closet.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, cash is king. Who doesn't take cash?
Cash is king.
If you don't take cash, what kind of bit? See, I feel like we're moving towards a paperless society, and I don't care for that.
I agree. I like the paper.
I like having cash in hand and just being like, there doesn't need to be a paper trail of this transaction. We don't need to fucking, there doesn't need to
be. It's just like tangible. Like sometimes if you see just like a number like in your, you know, bank app on your cell phone, it doesn't really feel like you have that. Whereas if you're looking at the money in your hand, it's like, okay, that's what I have.
And then you go, give me all the money. You go to your bank, you run in, you go, give me all the money in my account.
Exactly.
They say, sir, we do not have a $97 bill. that's not an amount of currency that is made. We will give it to you in multiple bills. And I go, no, make one bill. I would like one bill. I will either spend $47 or somehow get $3, but I need one bill. It's very important.
It's so hard being so poor. When are we gonna catch a break?
Never,
Mike?
Never, and I'm okay with it. I haven't had any money for so long that I'm just fine with it.
I know.
I'm just like, well, like I my apartment is like fine. It's like pretty nice.
You've been there,
yeah. And I cleaned it today, and I was like, this is just the level of clean it can get. Like, my apartment can't get cleaner than this. I don't think. I was like, what are we gonna? We got a little mop up a little bit, and you go like this. There's just a layer of grime and poverty in the house That can't be scrubbed out.
You know, I blame some of that on, like, just, like, old New York City, like, buildings.
Yeah.
Because even if they're clean, they'll still, like, kind of look a little dirty.
Yeah, yeah. Like, my apartment, it just looks like an... Yeah, like, it looks older, like an old house.
Yes.
So it just looks like... It's like if you're, like, going to your grandparents' house and they just haven't updated it in a long time.
Literally.
And they're just like, you're like, I love this place. It has character, but it does. I wouldn't necessarily eat something that was dropped on the floor here.
But it sounds like, from what I know of you, you, like, live within your means. But, like, I take Ubers. Like,
yeah.
I babysit twice a week. I have no business taking Uber anywhere I go.
I take cars more often than I should because I'm just, like, I've just gotten this in my head. I'm like, my time is so important.
You
but
know,
here's the thing.
I get that.
It's not.
But I get it, though.
I have nowhere to
it's
be
like,
ever.
We're doing these shows so late, you know, especially if it's like a late show.
Yeah.
I like had a shitty set. I'm like, you know what? I earned this. Like, I earned this,
ooh,
like, $6 Uber ride. Like, I'll talk myself into doing it because we work so hard.
I don't let myself get an Uber after a bad set. I'm like, you're a trained guy.
Yeah, it's like a punishment.
You deserve
you have
that
to walk across the bridge.
Yeah.
And the rain.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm at, like, the Upper East Side, and I'm like, you walk to Ridgewood, Queens from here. I gotta walk.
You unfunny bastard.
Yeah, you walk and you only listen to your set over and over again, and you listen where you can hear your mouth get dry. That's what you get tonight.
That's when the fear creeps in, when you know your mouth is getting dry.
And you go home and you just eat a bunch of pretzels, no water. Your mouth's staying dry
so
tonight.
Salty.
It's just staying dry tonight.
That's cruel.
Yeah, but then sometimes I'm like, look at you. King of New York. You deserve this Uber. It's drizzling. I'm like, but I have to walk from the train to my house, and I can't be wet.
And you're wearing Converse. These shoes, your feet will get cold.
And then I'm like, what am I going to – who am I to be wet all the time? I deserve to always be dry. I want to get in the ocean and come out and immediately be dry. That's the kind of
deserve
lifestyle.
Deserve to always be dry.
That's the kind of lifestyle I live.
That's what that $5,000 will get you.
Once I get $5,000, I'm going to pay people to fan me down with
you'll
giant
always
leaves.
Always be dry.
I don't exactly know how much $5,000 is. Like, I know it's $5,000, but it's like...
You know what everything is to me? Rent. So I'd be like, oh, okay, like $5,000 is like 5 months of my rent.
Yeah.
That's like what... Any sum of money is like rent to me. And it's not even like if I got a ton of money, I wouldn't get like... Like, I wouldn't buy a bunch of clothes or like want to buy material things, but I would like I'd want to pay my rent.
I would immediately get a necklace of my face.
No, you would not.
I would
not.
Get a necklace.
Actually,
a
you probably
diamond necklace
would.
Of my own face.
You probably get fucking a tattoo of a necklace.
I would get. I would
of
get.
Your
get
face.
A, I would. I mean, what's better than that?
Can you imagine though?
It's a necklace that never goes away.
That's insane.
It's there forever.
Oh my god! Maybe you shouldn't get $5,000 if that's what you're gonna spend.
I think
it
if
on.
I get if I get a bunch of money, I'm immediately gonna spend it all on magazine subscriptions and expensive soda.
Magazine subscriptions.
I love magazines, and I don't feel
you
like
you know. There's the internet.
I know, but I like a magazine in my hand, and I feel like it's. Oh my god! Christy broke the fuck. I swear to God, if you ever disrespect
I was just having fun.
Leif's house like this again. Okay, I mean, Studio 8 Leif. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I just got really excited.
She got excited because she was like, I've never met a man who still reads magazines.
I got too horny. It was like a slip and slide.
There's nothing that gets Christy hornier than...
Money.
Well, I was going to say...
Big
the,
penises.
I was going to say someone trying to save print media. But, but you know,
and
big penises. Which, you know what? Here's the thing about having not a big penis. If you get a bunch of money, you can just wrap the money around your penis, making it bigger.
Oh, God.
And then people are like, well, we don't care what size it is because look at that.
Well, that's the only thing that's going to make a little dick better is just a bunch of money attached
to
it. Yeah,
so literally attach the money to your penis and then see how much better your life
gentlemen,
gets.
If you're listening, take notes.
Listen, you don't need to listen to that from me because I...
oh.
I don't need the money. I'll tell you that. Because I have recently removed my penis, and I am now a genderless
oh, nice.
Person.
Nice.
I mean, I'm still a man. I have no sexual organs anymore.
Oh, sometimes I wish that was me.
I mean, that sounds like it would really make my life a lot better.
Oh, same.
Yeah, I would just. I mean, do I know how I would pee? No.
You probably have a bag, one of those bags inside you.
And you know what?
That would suck.
I'd make it look sick as hell. I'd put a bunch of rhinestones on it. I'd write swag on it in rhinestones, and I'd be like, that's my swag bag, baby. And it would just just be a big bag of urine I bring around with me at all times.
Your swag bag.
That's my swag bag.
It's like when you do a comedy festival and they give you a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth the same thing usually.
I know.
I've only ever gotten like one good one.
I don't want to specifically name names, but in my most recent festival, one of the things in the swag bag was beef jerky.
That's not
good. And I was like, why is this? Like, it was like Slim Jims and beef jerky. I was like, you put no effort into this.
That's
swag
not great.
Bag.
No, I got one
earlier. Step it up.
I got one earlier this year that was like really good.
Oh,
it had
the best.
It had a big bag of coffee in it.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, it had this like nice water bottle in it. It had, mine didn't have it, but other people's had edibles in it.
Someone probably stole yours.
No, it was just like some bad, like mine had like a little bottle of vodka in it. So I think had that, some had, edibles.
This is the fucking boss ass players festival.
It was a festival for boss ass players like myself.
If you it wasn't like, even comedy, it was
Shaquille O'Neal's boss ass players, a comedy tour. And that's actually going to come out soon on Netflix.
I can't wait to see. Congrats on that.
Thank you. I actually, my job was just to carry all of the comedians out on my back.
to hold their swag bag.
Yeah. I was one of four people that held up a big chair that walked all the
it's
other comedians.
It's like when the pallbearers hold a casket.
Yeah, that was me, except for the death of my comedy career. Really fun. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
You're doing great.
I'm doing so well.
You're doing really great, Mike.
You know
doing
what?
Great. The podcast is hot. You got this hot ass podcast.
You know what?
You got tattoos for days.
I got the hottest podcast.
Bad boy of comedy.
That's me. Hello.
You're doing great.
I'm doing great. I got a nickname. I got a podcast.
That's all you need. You're so Brooklyn.
What else do you need?
Nothing. The frosted tips.
Oh, God. I'm trying to grow my hair out from being bleach blonde, and I cut it, and it's like half brown, half blonde now, and I look in the mirror, I'm like, you just look like you're in Sugar Ray. And it's
Mark
not,
McGrath.
I look like I'm fucking Mark McGrath. Have you ever seen that video of him threatening someone on the street?
Is this at the height of Sugar Ray after?
It's like either at the height or like right after. It's like not like,
I don't know.
It's the greatest video on the
internet. I'll watch that. Immediately someone, when I leave.
Someone calls him sugar gay.
It was me.
And he loses it. He goes, who the fuck was it? Who was it? I'll choke your fucking face. And it's so, it's like, and then it's like the camera turns and it's just like some dumpy teenage boy.
Wait, he said, I'll choke your face?
I'll choke your fucking face. I swear to God,
Mark McGrath. Good
and here's
for
the
you.
Thing. Calling him sugar gay.
It's funny as hell.
It's a pretty good joke. Because here's the thing. I don't know if you guys get it. Guys, Leif, take some notes.
Yeah.
Sugar gay.
Leif, write this down. We're going to want to remember this.
Rhymes with Sugar Ray.
Oh, my God. I wasn't even thinking that.
And then they say.
Oh, my God.
And then you say sugar gay because, as we all know, being gay is bad. So.
In 2017, see, that's one thing
it's
you know.
Rough. Yeah. We know that now. This video is probably like 2005-ish.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if they knew then that it's bad. but now we know. I can't keep saying things like this.
People, I mean, I would hope that anyone knows we're clearly kidding.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely kidding.
Shut up. We are. That's really funny, though. Mark McGrath just losing it.
He's
huh?
losing it. Like, something that if in, like, sixth grade, if someone said that, I'd be like, that's really dumb of you to say. And he's probably like all coked up coming out of some fucking LA nightclub like, who the fuck called me sugar gay?
Oh, God. That's too much. I miss him. Miss those days.
What does he do now?
Honestly, I feel like he was like an E correspondent or like a personality for like an E news
like
type of show or
he was
something.
Like a game show host. It was
like that.
Name that tune kind of.
Oh, my God, where, like, people, yeah, it was, like, they played, like, a piece of a song.
Yeah.
Some reality show.
It was, yeah, it's like one of those, Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I have this is close to it, but I have watched more than one episode of the television game show Beat Shazam, starring Jamie Foxx, and
that's a real thing.
It's so bad, but it's
wait, is this on right now?
It's on right now. It's Jamie Foxx hosting it's like this weird contest, like game show where it's like there's three teams and you have to like buzz in to like figure out what song is playing first, and then at the end you have to go up against Shazam, you know, the app, and try to guess songs faster than them for the chance to win $1 million.
And they're just running out of ideas.
And I've watched probably 3 or 4 episodes of the show, and I've still never seen The Godfather. Like, I could use my time so much more wisely, but I'm just like, no, I don't know. This is kind of like, isn't it like my whole life is doing things that's like, isn't this kind of funny? And then no one else is around. Like, I'm doing it alone, and then to tell people about it? What the fuck? And there's the thing, it's not that funny. It's just bad, and I usually fall asleep.
You know, it's sad because I love Jamie Foxx. Like, I'm a true Jamie Foxx fan from, like, In Living Color. Like, I'm a fan of
any of his talents well.
And also, sidebar, do you know that he's officially dating Katie Holmes?
Really?
Yeah, they were seen in the tabloids together holding hands multiple times on beaches.
Uh-oh. And you know if you hold someone's hand on a beach,
then that means you're fucking.
Yeah, it's a fish. I don't even go to a beach with a woman unless we have signed a love contract.
Oh, of which course. Is something a binding.
Which is what I do.
Oh, honestly, if a guy ever gave me a love contract.
Is that a real thing?
Well, I'd be like, A, you're a pussy, but B, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, sign me up. It's very romantic.
It is very romantic. Mine just goes, if you ever stop having sex with me, you owe me $300.
Yeah.
So
unless it's like you're my bitch. Forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, sign away your life.
This right here, sign here, here, and here, and you are now legally my main bitch.
I'm allowed to have other bitches, yeah. But you're my main.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you see right here, Article 6, side chicks,
side pieces.
Yeah, those are permitted, but you know, only on. Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What sister wives do. Maybe they have, like, some kind – I mean, they have definitely unwritten contract rules where, like, one is the main bitch and the other ones are, like, side bitches.
Did you ever watch that – this is fun. We can talk about TV a little bit. Did you ever watch that show Big Love?
You
that
know
HBO
what?
Show?
I know what it is. I'm a little familiar, but I've never really watched it.
Yeah. I only – I watched
it's
maybe –
It's HBO.
It's an HBO. Okay. It's an HBO. Like, mid-2000s. It was kind of in that weird spot where HBO – it was, like, Sex and the City was ending – and it kind of didn't have, like, it was, like, Entourage was maybe just starting. So, or, like, maybe, like, the first 1 or 2 seasons. So, it didn't have, like, a big, I mean, this is my recollection. I could be 100% wrong.
Well, I feel like
it didn't have,
right.
Like, but, like, Big Love was, like, the thing.
Yeah.
That was, like, and, but here's, I don't think anyone, I don't know anyone who has watched it. I don't know. It's not, like, that acclaimed. It was just, like, a thing. I watched a couple of episodes, and it was just, like, it was one dude. And he had the beginning, he had 3 wives, and he just had 3 houses next to each other.
So, you know, there was also, like, I wonder if this was, like, in the news. They had a popular, like, TV show that I would watch that was real life.
Oh, yeah.
This guy and, like, his and his wives. And I feel like, I feel like maybe in the news that was, like, a happening topic.
Yeah. It's just such a weird thing. First of all, you have to have so much money.
Well, can I?
It goes back to, it always goes back to money.
I agree with you. I actually had a conversation recently with somebody who was polyamorous. That's the term, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
And he described it to me in like a really like, I won't go off on a tangent, but basically he said to me, he's like, Christy, he's like, love is infinite. And he's like, Chris, you have 2 sisters, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, because you love your older sister, does that mean you love your younger sister less?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it doesn't. And he's like, that's how I feel about like love and relationships.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is very, like, I don't think that's wrong.
Yeah. But do you fuck your sisters? That's the big, I think that's the big, see, that's the, I think, I don't know. I'm like, I've been in open relationships before, but I think the polyamorous thing is a little.
Wait, is a polyamorous just, forgive me sounding like kind of ignorant, but I just don't know. Isn't that just when you have multiple partners?
Well, like there's a couple that, like open relationships, it's kind of like, it was like I had a girlfriend, but I was allowed to sleep with other people. But it wasn't a lot. It was, like, everyone is different, too. But it was, like, I think polyamorous is more about love and the emotional connection also. So it was like with polyamorous, you could have two or three girlfriends. But with open relationships, it's kind of like I have one person I'm emotionally invested in, and then these other ones are kind of just physical.
I understand that.
Yeah.
It's very, you know,
there's so many, it's like everything else. There's so many subdivisions.
So many. It's hard to keep up nowadays.
Yeah, I mean,
to each their own, but I don't know if I could do it though.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little crazy.
It's like the thing where it's like, I don't even know I couldn't.
So many birthdays.
Yeah, I'm vaguely sure of my nephew's birthday. And we're blood related.
It's like, come on. Anniversaries on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And you're just asking to be in the doghouse multiple times a year.
And
a
it's
week.
Like, yeah, and then it's like with open relationships, it's like, okay, cool. So you have the kind of responsibility of trying to be like caring and emotionally supportive of someone, and then also being like, hi, like that feeling of just be like, hi, like I'm horny. Like, are you also horny? Like a bunch of people, and you're like, it's like, oh, I don't know.
If you're gonna do it, the best way to do it is to approach it how you would a threesome, which is like being the guest star.
Yeah,
like being the rando girl who goes to a couple's house and has sex, or like being like the random girl who's like. You know what I mean? Like, not in the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be the guest star, have fun, and get out.
Yeah, yeah. You just like meet a guy who, like, you're like, he's like, I have a girlfriend, and she doesn't care if I sleep with other people. And you're like, either this is cool or you're lying, and either way, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then you just sleep with them.
You do it, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Unless you fall in love with that person, then you're fucked.
I mean.
Because then it's like, but who loves anything?
But that's why you should keep very high emotional walls at all time. Don't let people in.
No.
Even people that want to come in.
Don't let them in.
No.
Or you know what? Let them think they're coming in and trick them.
Listen.
They're not in. You think you're in?
You
have no idea. You don't know it.
I have an emotional moat around my emotional walls. There's layers to this. You can't.
I hate to be this girl, but Mike, I think you got a new bit. I think you got a new bit. Gotta write that down.
Leif, write it down.
Write it down, Leif. You got a new
bit. Please don't write it down.
New bit alert.
I got it. Yeah, you got
I'll remember it. It's a good bit.
That is. All right. I'll try it. I mean, listen. Okay, but we're here to talk about television and
yes,
a television show that Christy picked. And that is Insecure on Home Box Office.
Which I had no idea that's what HBO stood
she
for
had
my entire
no idea.
30, almost 32 years on this planet.
I looked so fucking smart when I said it. It was crazy.
It was amazing.
It was like, I was just.
I'm dying to hear your thoughts on the show.
Sorry
if I'm rushing you, but I know that I am fucking dying.
Yes, I didn't do the fucking biggest thing in the world. Can you look up what. The premiere date. The one thing I do every episode. And I just forgot it. You know what? I usually don't take notes in my phone, and I took notes in my phone this time, and that fucked me up.
It's that really different when you go from the phone to the notebook. But it's season two now, so
it's
season one was last year.
It was last year. Okay, so then it's probably like... it really only came out like a year ago,
I guess spring, so I think it was always when... Game of Thrones was on.
Ooh.
I think it was always after Game of Thrones.
Oh, is it the follow-up to Game of Thrones? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better spot on television than that. Being the show that's on after Game of Thrones.
I completely agree.
Where people just, you know, the most watched show on and talked about show on television. And people just,
greatest.
You just leave the TV on and then it rolls over to Insecure and people are like, well... I'll watch this.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just fucking...
That's how I got it started. I was not even like, I gotta watch this show. I never watched when they had the web series.
Yeah, me neither.
Never, ever. And I was like, what is this show? And I fell in love.
Yeah.
October 9th, 2016.
Oh, that's not even that long ago.
Oh, it's like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I was like, springtime.
I usually ask, what was your life like when this show premiered? But it was 8 months ago and we were friends.
My life was pretty similar to my life.
Yeah.
Right now.
So do you watch it from the beginning though? Because it just was on. Okay.
I watched it this year, and what I did was I watched it really backwards. I started watching season two, loved it so much, then went back and watched all of season one.
Oh, okay.
And then I continued to watch. This was probably like one or two episodes into season two. I had to go back and watch all.
And
season
two just ended, or is it still
the
going?
The finale is tonight.
Oh,
I don't know when this is going to come out.
This will be out.
So
in a couple days, like 4 or 5 days.
All right, so the finale would have just happened. But I'm fucking losing my mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. There's a little tension. You don't even know how the second season ends yet.
I don't even know year.
I don't know how this the first season ends.
The last episode second was explosive, so it really like. I mean, I feel like that's the way a lot of shows do it. Is like the episode before the finale is when all the shit goes down.
Yeah, and then the finale is kind of like sweeping up after the party.
Damage control.
Where you're just like, yeah, all right, let's fix all this. But okay, so your life is very similar. It was like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
but here's the thing: I watched it and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Really?
I thought it was great. I thought
you
it
watched
was
the pilot episode?
I watched the pilot episode. I thought it was great. I thought it was so funny. Yeah, I loved it. It's probably one of like the top five shows I've had to watch for this podcast.
Can I tell you something too? Watching the pilot myself, I really liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And it only gets better.
Yeah.
Season two is like,
yeah,
everyone's saying season two is a lot better than season
one.
Oh,
really?
And I feel like you should keep watching it because
yeah,
it gets
I think
so
I might,
good.
Especially because, I mean, there's nothing I love more than a half-hour show.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm a busy person.
Yeah, I mean, because you can slam like two or three episodes and just be like, that was great.
Yeah.
like,
I
don't
know.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't feel like you're throwing your life away.
Yeah, like watching like four episodes of like an hour long show and you're just like, oh good, the sun has moved dramatically in the sky. I've spent the whole day in
I'm so happy you liked it.
I thought it was so funny. And it was just cool to – it was like – it's very funny. It's very modern but not in a way that's like annoying.
See, I agree. I would compare it to like – Girls, but better.
Okay, yeah.
And I like these women in real life and their characters so much more. I think they're so much more relatable. And in real life, I love that they're all, like, not the kids of wealthy, famous celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're a little bit more, like, it's like, you know, it's like a Californian girls only funnier. Bit.
Yeah, I thought it was, really cool. I liked it. I thought it was really, it was a thing where I immediately, they very quickly set up who each character is. They didn't have to like waste time being like this is Issa and blah blah blah. Like they just show you what she's doing within 5 minutes and you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Every character is so clear.
Yeah.
And it's so fun because as you watch them, like, they're all so different than they were when they first started.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they, like, each character has its own, I mean, like, you know, the way all the shows do.
Yeah.
They have their own little storyline. And, like, it reminds me a little of Sex and the City, the way me and my girlfriends look at it. Because we'll be like, oh, you're an Issa. No, you're a Molly. Or, like, and then there's Kelly and Tiffany, the supporting cast. Like, there's, like, four main girls.
Yeah.
And they're all just so funny and so different. So it's I feel like there's one for everyone.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought it looked great. I thought it used music really well.
Oh, the music is so good. I've gone back and like downloaded, especially season two. I mean, so many of the songs.
Yeah.
And I never do that. I'm not even like into music, but I was like, oh, they're like having fun at this party. I want to do that song.
I think because it helps with all the money that HBO has, they can just throw it at licensing these songs and not having to worry about. Because that's like the worst thing where there'll be like shows that I like from like the 90s that get re-released on DVD or streaming or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had music in it. And then now it's like, well, we can't afford to pay the licensing on these songs. So then it's like just like really boring, like generic guitar music where it's just like, oh yeah, I remember this song. And then it's like,
it's like clearly like the guy that holds the boom, like his son. It's like,
yeah,
right,
they're just like,
dude,
just typed in like rock and roll music for free on you, like when you have to like make a sketch,
like in GarageBand.
Yeah, exactly. Or like when you're like, okay, what's the licensed free music on YouTube that I'm allowed to use in my fucking web series that sucks? And then you're like, here it is.
It's funny. There's a lot of, like, interesting, like, and I'm trying to remember in the pilot, but does Issa rap in the mirror?
She raps in the mirror, and then she raps at the open mic night.
Oh, that was on the pilot. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
She raps about her friend who's there who's hitting on
Langston.
Our friend Langston.
which I was texting him when I was watching, being like, he's a big part of season one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait till you see what Langston does on the show.
That's what's crazy, is that our friend, stand-up comedian Langston Kerman, is just in the show.
On the show!
And is good at acting. And
like,
it's like...
And like, I'm big and part of season one.
Yeah.
A big part, like, with a main character.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was, and it's funny because when I started watching, Issa would do that thing where she's in the mirror and it's kind of like an inner monologue type thing, but she's like rapping her thoughts out loud. And I wouldn't really get it. But then when I went back, it makes total sense because she like has this rap history. She was always like a rapper and the character on the show. So I was like, all right, this makes more sense.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked it. It just all like, it was kind of fun because it was like, oh, this is just like a well-written show written by a young person. Yeah. So it was like, so it was the thing where it was like, oh, this is the stuff that like people around our age, I refuse to say the word millennials.
Good for you.
But it's like people around our age like have to deal with, but it's not like, oh, when, you know, when you're young and you don't know if you love your boyfriend anymore.
Right.
It's like, so it's like not set up in like this like dumb, like shove it down your throat. Definitely like written by someone 15 to 20 years too old to be writing this person.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's like interesting and fun. And it's like, oh, this is probably, that's the only thing that sucks with like, it's a good show, but I'm always thinking about like the writing of it and stuff where it's like, oh, you're like pulling so much from your real life.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, and then I guess that's why you have writers also.
Right.
But I'm just thinking of, I just always think like one person's just like sitting and writing in like a, with like one light bulb over their head in like a cabin. But I'm like, you have to like go, you're like, all right, now I have to go fall in love and then have it fall apart so I can have season 3. Where it's like you can't just imagine things.
I know.
It's like, I don't know why I think you have to like write only from things you know. Where I'm like, listen, honey, no one lived Star Wars. And that seemed to do pretty well.
Well, that blows my mind when people think. I mean, to think about real quick, going back to like Game of Thrones, like George R. R. Martin, like how in the fuck do you think of like worlds?
Yeah, I mean,
like, get it. I can't fathom that kind of thought.
I think with a guy like that, it's just him sitting and thinking of a place he could finally be cool.
Honestly,
where he's just like, this will be the place where people like me.
Well, I'm just happy he's doing this and not being like a Ron L. Hubbard and like making a Scientology.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that guy, like before he made Scientology, he straight up like wrote fiction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like
George R. R. Martin's using his powers for good and not evil.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that with the popularity of Game of Thrones, he could start a religion.
Oh, my God. I would convert.
You would?
Maybe. I don't know. I love Jesus so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you love the Lord.
I mean, the Lord.
Do you think you could do both?
I would talk to George R. R. Martin about it.
Be devout and then also be in the Game of Thrones.
Hell yeah. Because I'm a lady in the streets and a Jesus freak in the sheets.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. It's like the opposite. I'm like a Jesus freak in the streets and a regular freak in the sheets.
Listen, everyone. We just want you to know. Right now. Christy loves the Lord, but also, she fucks.
Also, she's horny as hell.
Yeah, she wants you to know that. Listen, she'll fuck you, and then she'll read you a passage from the Bible afterwards.
And you will love it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, like, it's a little spoiler for people that watch?
Yeah, this is fine. Yeah, spoilers are, you know, this is a spoiler.
This is, like, a horny spoiler topic, zone. But I feel like you'll love it. In the most recent episode, it was this whole big thing, and I got crazy about it. All the girls on Girls, I mean, on, I'm sorry, on Insecure, were talking about blowjobs and how they don't give blowjobs, how it's, like, maybe on, like, the guy's birthday or fancy, but, like, they don't like to do them. Long story long, Issa gives a blowjob, and the guy was, like, so surprised. He gets so into it. By accident, this is, like, the most talked about thing of the season. By accident, he comes in her eye.
Yeah, I just felt like that.
She freaked the fuck out, though. She was like, fuck you. That's so disrespectful. And he was like, oh, like, you know, like, he was genuinely like, I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. Like, it just happened.
Yeah.
And she, like, stormed out. And so I've been thinking about it a lot. And I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
It was Daniel. It was the guy that she went to the rap thing with.
Oh, him. Like her high school flame. Yes. Oh, she gets with him in season 2?
Yep. After her and Lawrence
break
no
up.
More.
Yeah.
But, and then all her girlfriends were like, what? That's so disrespectful. But I think it was just an accident.
I think.
It wasn't like he was like, brah, 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 like on purpose, trying to like machine gun aim into her eye.
I think sex isn't fun without a certain level of disrespect. I think that there's no reason. I mean, what are we, filling out paperwork on where to come? It's just fucking, it just fly, let it fly.
He said if it's you can tell if it's like an intentional. He wasn't like, give me that eye, bitch.
Yeah.
He
wasn't like,
it just happened.
Putting her face in the Clockwork Orange thing to hold her eyes open. Coming them.
But all the girls were like, he did what? Well, that, yeah. Like, it was like the ultimate sign of disrespect for these girls. And I relate to them in so many ways. But for that, I was just like, interesting.
Yeah. That
interesting.
It was so funny. It was like, I liked the show, and then like most of the choices that are made by characters, I'm like, if anyone made these in my life, I'd be like, I fucking hate you. Like, where Issa just like is like walks out. She's like, I don't know if this is working anymore. All right, bye. And then just like leaves. I'm like, no.
I know. No, I think that all the time. But it's all, yeah. I really love her, like, relationship with Lawrence and how that, like, develops in season one. And then it's such a different Lawrence in season two. He gets this job. He gets his shit together.
Oh, really? Because that was the whole thing where he just, like, didn't have his shit together. And that was why.
She was supporting him, like, emotionally and financially in their apartment while he was developing this app. And season two comes around and Lawrence is thriving.
Yeah.
And Issa is like, fuck.
I fucked up.
Oh yeah. And it's like, and Lawrence is with other people, and like, it's crazy. But you know, Issa does have very like real feelings for her ex, because that was always her what if guy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of people have that.
Yeah. Do you have one?
You know what? I think at this point, I've like tried all my what if guys. So they're not like what if anymore. It's just like, oh, but you know, I think with that, the idea of that is what is sexy or romantic. It's just knowing it's a what if, you know. It can never really happen. It's kind of like, that's what's so attractive about it. For example, it's like the girl that like loves the thrill of the chase.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if it's like nobody likes anybody who's too available.
Yeah. That's what I feel with most things in this world, in the world, where it's like, I love the idea of this thing.
I know.
I love, and then you get it, and it's always just like anything. It's like, you know, like someone you're trying to date, or like a fucking sandwich, or like anything where you're like, the idea of it's like the what's shown versus reality, like the hamburger in the McDonald's commercial, what it looks like there versus when you get it
and it's
like
smushed.
And that's the same thing with like people you used to date, where you're like, you have them up on this pedestal and you're like, oh, this was so great. And then you like hang out with them again for like 2 weeks and you're like, oh, this is why we broke up in the first place. It's like, there's a reason.
That's like kind of what I do with guys that live in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And that are kind of in the business, but they're far away. I like really romanticize that because they're not here, and I love that.
You hear that, Tommy Lee Jones? Christy's coming for you.
I'm specifically talking about Tommy Lee Jones.
So. Listen, there's nothing she likes more than a shriveled California raisin of a man.
Oh, no.
But no, I for a long time, I had like a real long track record of dating women that did not live anywhere near me.
Really?
Like a lot of long distance relationships. Yeah. I don't know what it was. Like when I was younger, it was just a big thing. And it was just like to have them be that far away and then be like, I got you.
Yeah.
It like felt like this big accomplishment. And then I was like, oh no, I'm sad now because –
I know.
You live across the country.
It's really hard. It's very hard. There's so much about a long-distance relationship that's, like, appealing to me, I think, because we're so busy all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, we do shows every night. It's not like we – I mean, you really have to think about what kind of a partner you'd be to the other person. They're not going to come before this. I will cancel on you all the time.
Yeah. That's
and that person just has to be okay with that? That sucks.
Yeah, and that's like the weird thing where it's like, of course, two comedians are getting together, and now we're talking about if dating comedians is good or not.
Yeah.
But it's it's like a thing where it's just like, I don't know. I think it's just you just need to find someone who's like okay with your schedule in general, no matter
that's
what they
true.
Do. And just so happens that we know a lot of comedians, and they understand the schedule already because it's also their schedule.
Right, which is very appealing. It's, you know, there's pros and there's cons. I've dated a ton of comics, but like – I would never say, like, I'm not the kind of girl, even now, that's like, oh, I would never date a comic.
Yeah.
I would.
That's just such a weird thing where it's like, where people are like, every comedian I've dated is bad. It's like, listen, you're not dating anyone. Everyone you've ever dated is bad.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
you're
so
not with
true.
You're not with them anymore.
That is so true.
Yeah, so it's like, I think dating people in general is bad. Because it's like, you know, usually doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And then you just date comedians.
Yeah.
It's like such a weird thing. Whereas like when I was like big into dating apps,
mm-hmm.
girls would be like, they would find out as a comedian, they'd be like, oh no. And I'd just be like, bye.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was like, I don't know if it's just like, because like other comedians had been on there, or like they dated other comedians and they're like, I don't want to deal with this. And it's like such a weird, it was such a weird thing to like be like, no comedians.
I get, it's very weird. But also like, there's a very real thing where, like, the more success that comes with your comedy career, the more fans you get. And, like, groupies is, like, a very real thing.
Oh,
like, I dated a guy who was, like, you know, pretty successful. And he would just get a ton of tits in his Instagram inbox.
Yeah.
Just titties. Titties, titties, titties. Titties all day, every day. Just girls would send him pics of their boobs and of all sorts of things. And like, that was just like, oh, well, you know, he's gonna get that all the time. And it's like being okay with that.
Need to get famous.
You need to get those titties
tonight.
In your inbox. That's what happens when you get famous on MTV.
Oh my God.
You get a lot of titties.
Oh, that feels like a little too young.
I know. It feels like they're like, oh God. I mean, no.
No.
It's weird nowadays. Oh, it's so weird. I guess we were, I guess like, we were like 14 when we were watching like TRL. Huh?
Yeah, so young. Especially because my sister's 4 years older than me, so it's like I would just watch whatever
she
watched.
How old are you? Are we the same age?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're younger than me.
I'm
so your sister's 4 years older.
Yeah, my sister's 33.
All right, I'm like closer in age to your sister.
Yeah. Well, but you're closer in my heart to
aww,
me. Or whatever, something.
Remember
else.
That time we kissed?
there was a Joe Firestone
in my bed.
In Chrissy's bed right before we had sex. a couple like two. It was probably like 2 years ago by now, almost.
I guess it was.
Joe Firestone, great comedian. She had an all day comedy festival inside of an abandoned
car wash
in Williamsburg. It was so fun. It was crazy. And then there was one part where, was it Mary Houlihan's?
Mary Houlihan's.
Yeah. She had this booth where she was like, she just had these scripts and you're supposed to act stuff out.
It was great.
And we were just acting. We were just like, you know, just having fun. And then there was a kiss and we were just like, well, okay. And then Christy brings it up. And
every
she
time.
Texts me every day. She just goes, remember that time we kissed? What are you doing? Just come over. Remember that time we kissed?
And there was that one other time where people thought we were hooking up.
Oh,
and I was like, woo-de-hoo.
That was fun, yeah.
I did not deny it to one person.
we were dancing at a party one night.
Whose party was that?
I don't remember. It was at
Over the Eight. Rest in peace.
but there was a good DJ and we were dancing and it was fun. And then we left and went our separate ways. And people, I guess, message Christy.
So many
texts
like, about it. Oh, you and Mike looked so close last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't. I was like, yeah.
Hey, listen. If I can help.
At least I kept telling you. At least in the rumor mill, I'm getting some action.
Yeah, I love.
Good for me.
Hey. And listen, if I could be a part of a rumor mill, I'll do it.
Who cares?
I love it. Why not?
We neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah. And listen, no one even asked me. They just assumed I did it. They're just like, oh, Mike.
Oh, God. I'm sweating because if we're talking about this.
Oh, one of my notes literally just says, ha, 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 Langston.
I was texting him. I can say it. There is a sex scene.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I was like, Langston! Yeah, you can't see a lot for him, unfortunately. But
he's so handsome.
He's so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then he tells Molly he hooked up with a guy. And Molly can't get in college.
Oh,
he's not gay, but he had like a hookup with a guy.
Yeah.
Molly cannot get over it. She's like so turned off by it, blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy.
And Molly like ends it with him, but then regrets it, goes back to him. But Langston has a sexy ass sex scene. I was like, oh my God. Like, oh, and then he's so funny because he works at like, not an enterprise, but like a rent-a-car kind of place.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like his job on the show. It's where he works. And I was texting him when I was watching it, like, live, and I was like, oh, don't tell me what happens, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, he dies in that Enterprise fire. And I was like, no! It was really funny, though. He was great.
I truly think the only reason I've never hooked up with a guy is because I never went to college. There's no excuse otherwise.
I mean, this. College?
No, of course not.
I didn't go to college either.
I mean, and that's where you.
Now we have podcasts.
That's where you go to hook up with guys, apparently.
I know.
And
Martin Urbano has the funniest joke where he's like, I'd fuck a man for $1 million, but I'm not gonna pay him anymore.
Yeah. God,
that's so funny. I would fuck anything for $1 million. I'd fuck a fucking turtle. $1 million. You heard it here first.
Okay, now this is a podcast about the mechanics of you fucking a turtle. I need to know how it happens.
Ew, I really actually wouldn't. That's like a problem. Like an animal, I'd be like, yeah, bestiality sites. Yeah. I couldn't do that. I really couldn't, but
I just, you know.
I'm sorry I made this podcast too horny.
This is not even close to as horny as it usually is.
Oh, really?
No, this is a pretty horny one.
I love it. I'm not sorry at all. Hey. I came to do what I came to do.
Listen, we came to talk about TV and mostly be very horny.
Well, Langston fucked on TV, and that's something we should talk about.
Yeah. Let's call Langston up right now.
Langston, can you imagine?
What was it like to fuck on TV?
I know, but you really couldn't see anything. It was like a standing up fuck. Trust me, I was like pausing. I like took a picture, a screenshot, and sent it to him.
Sent it to him.
I was like, oh, I was losing my fucking mind. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you saw me fucking on TV.
Oh, I have.
You'd be like, Chris is fucking.
I've seen it.
I wish.
I got a couple tapes. I think it's fun.
Oh, yeah, from my U-Porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot I was on TV.
Yeah. It's to do like anything on TV, with like even like any like weird thing where people just like send you a screenshot of you on something, and like it's like really nice like five times, and then you're like, okay.
I know, you're like, great,
this is enough.
I think about what I would do on television, and there
cry.
I mean, I would immediately cry. That would be great too. I would sell out so fast. You know, people are like, oh, you're a fucking sellout. I can't wait to be a sellout.
The older I get, the less morals I have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I haven't eaten meat in a decade. I'll sell a McDonald's hamburger tomorrow. I don't care. I need, I'm
I'd be
so
the face of a venereal disease. I don't give a fuck.
Just like when you're like, yeah, hell yeah, I got VD. And I'm proud as hell of it. And then you're like, in real life, you're like, I don't have it. And you're like, this commercial says much different.
That's really got to fuck with your personal life.
Yeah.
In a major way, but you know what? Small price to pay when you're making millions.
I don't even need millions. I just need
$5,000. Somebody who's listening, just Vemno Mike money.
I
mean, he's providing you a service.
If okay, do that. But also know that this podcast will never get any better. The quality will not. The quality.
He's mad at that right
listen,
now.
I'm being shushed by the man. Corporate enterprise Leif putting his boot on the throat of the proletariat once again, the working man being silenced.
Wow.
Just please know this is as good as I can be. I can't work any harder or smarter.
That's funny. He just refused to improve.
Yeah. Listen, this is where I am.
That's where you are.
And that's it. No, I think this
show. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. But, okay, like, we have to get back to the show a little bit, I think.
Okay, let's do We're it.
Off. I don't know. I I'm think ready. It's, yeah. I would love, also, if you are a cast member of Insecure, I would love some of your money. HBO paychecks gotta be.
I'm fans of all those girls. I follow them all on Instagram. I'm so obsessed with
them. What are their
them.
Personal lives like?
Girl. I mean, boy.
No, I'll be girl.
It's like, oh, Amanda Seals, I'm obsessed with. And one of my followers, she's Tiffany.
I don't know if I saw her yet.
I think she's blonde in the first season. I think she's still blonde, actually. She's, like, married.
Okay.
She's a little bougie on the show.
Okay. Wait, I think I might. Was she a comic?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know who she is then. Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, okay.
She lived in New York.
Yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who she is.
I never met her in real life. I've never met her, but I'm just a huge fan, and I love the actress who plays Kelly, who's also a writer on the show, Natasha Rothwell. She's just a hysterical. I want to say she's a UCB person, but I don't. I really could be very wrong. Yeah. But she's fucking hysterical. And Yvonne Orji plays Molly, who I love.
Yeah.
And Issa Rae.
And they just are living great lives. And I just love them all.
I forgot even what the question
was. I was just asking what the... Because you're talking about following them on Instagram.
I just listed all the girls who I
and
love.
I was like, what are their personal... I want to know what these people do in their personal lives.
Live fucking amazing lives. You know, Amanda Seales is active on Instagram, and I keep up. Lots of Insta stories. Just killing it. I mean...
Just doing great.
Their shows, they're on this amazing... That, like, it gives me such hope. Like, Amanda is a stand-up. She would just, like, grind here in the city all the time.
Yeah.
Moved to LA and then landed this bomb ass show. Like, that's all, that's what we're all working
for. Yeah, that's
for.
What everyone wants.
So, it's, I mean, they're all just living this sweet ass life.
I it's always so funny to, like, now, because I really only want to do stand up comedy. Like, acting is, like, fine.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, a big goal of mine. And it's always so funny because it's like, I have these tattoos. I have a nose. Like, I look like I look. It's like, I could play four very specific roles.
What are
and
they?
And, like, that's it. Let's see. Super cool janitor. Guitar Center employee. Let's see.
Guitar Center boss.
Yeah. Let's see. Guy or girl brings home before the guy she's gonna marry.
Yes. Bad boy on a motorcycle.
Yeah, and like a guy on a motorcycle who also reads poetry.
Oh, that would be, that's the role.
That's the one. And those are the, like, that's what I can do.
That's the role.
Or I can be a guy who's always wearing long sleeves no matter what situation.
I also want to give a shout out, because I'm sure he's probably listening, to Jay Ellis, the actor who plays Lawrence on the show.
Oh, yeah. Jay is he's a huge fan of TV Casualty.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, Jay's like a really cool guy.
Yeah, no, we actually talk pretty often.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he's so nice. Whenever he's on Instagram, literally, if you follow, everyone should follow these people on Instagram as well as following us. But you're laugh because you'll see me commenting on all of Jay's pictures like, great picture, Jay. Love ya. Every fucking thing he posts.
That just moved you from good friend into psychopath territory. Person who...
Everything he posts. And then sometimes I screenshot it and I put it in my Insta story just for a laugh. I'll be like, Jay, looking great. Have a great Sunday. Like, psycho.
Yeah.
And then one day I could work with these people.
Yeah.
Like, I need to act like I've been here before, you know?
It's such a, like, the person who loves to connect with, like, a famous person's social media stuff is, like, such a weird phenomenon to me.
You know, but it's never before in history have celebrities been so accessible.
Yeah, like, you used to have to write them a letter to be like, we hate you.
I know.
Or we love, or you're like, dear Jane Fonda, I think
on a typewriter.
Yeah, I think you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Great job out there doing acting.
And then maybe hope to get like a headshot signed.
Yeah.
You know she didn't personalize.
Yeah,
of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
but
like,
now it's like every so often a celebrity can tweet at you and can respond and engage. You can engage with celebrities.
Yeah, it's so weird. And as a celebrity, I love to engage with my fans.
Oh, I love. I mean, you gotta give back.
Yeah.
You gotta give back.
I mean, listen, if you want to DM me, if you want to tweet
slide
at me.
Oh, yeah, slide in his DMs. He will respond. He's on that thing all day. I'm just kidding.
I truly am on my phone all the time.
My phone's always within 5 feet of my body.
Someone once dressed as me for Halloween, and they duct taped an old phone to their hand.
Oh, that's funny.
As like a character trait.
It's a gag. Like,
that's pretty fun.
What a fun gag. Is that a comic who did that?
No, it was
a person, just a regular.
Just a regular person. You know.
The average Joe.
It's always so weird when a civilian has a sense of humor, isn't it?
I know.
I fucking kill myself.
Where'd you get that? What a waste. Don't waste it on a civilian.
No,
give it to us. We need it.
Immediately start doing comedy and ruin your life.
Oh, I know. You're right. We're thriving.
The weird part is that I am ostensibly in all facets of the world, I am failing, and I've never been doing better in my entire life. I'm like, oh my god, it's like so fun to go to the, like, I went to the I don't want to brag, I went to the grocery store today.
Oh my god.
I bought some food.
Should we get it? You're successful.
I bought some household cleaning supplies, and I confidently swiped my card.
Did you worry if you had enough money?
Nope.
Oh!
I just did it. I just went. I was like, listen,
oh, my
honey,
God, ladies, you heard it here first.
Yeah, that's right. I get 4 rolls of toilet paper at one time.
Shut the fuck up. How is he still single, ladies?
And I got 3 colors of garbage bags.
Oh, because
that's what you need. Oh, my God. If you guys didn't know, Christy actually left, and world-famous reggae singer Beanie Man is now here.
I was going to do an accent, but that would be very
Please
offensive.
Please do not.
I will not make that mistake.
Please do not. After we're talking about a popular television show that has a very positive portrayal of black people, and especially black women. And then you do an offensive Beanie Man
impression.
That would
just ruin the whole thing. Yeah. Take it all away.
I think that actually is something I really like about the show, where it's like, it's a show written and created by a black woman.
Yes.
Starring black women, and it's like not relegated, like not relegated is like, I think, too negative of a term, but it's like, it's not just like on BET or like, yeah. which is still, I mean, imagine ever yep. having a show on any network is amazing.
I mean, yeah.
But it's like, it's cool that yeah. it comes on. It's on literally after the most popular show on television.
Oh my God.
And it's also very popular.
Yes.
And people like it. And it's just like, it's well written, and it's like, it's just a good show. And it's cool to be like, oh, you can have representation of other people
yes.
other than like
yes.
right after Game of Thrones, which is possibly the whitest television show.
Oh my God.
In the entire
is
world.
Is there a black, I think there was one black character in that show. I mean, shame on you. Get a fucking, in all of fucking Westeros.
I mean, there was like the,
you can't get one black person.
I mean, I've only watched one episode, but there was like the,
you've only watched one episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, it's
oh
not
my
for,
God,
it's
get
not,
out of, you, how do you have a podcast?
Because this podcast
television?
Is all about TV shows I've never seen.
That's true.
Because I haven't
it.
Seen
you
anything.
You found an angle. Game of Thrones is my favorite show of all time, and Insecure is like my favorite show right now.
Yeah. I truly hated Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but you just watched the first episode. You got to give
no,
it more. I didn't
no,
love the first episode.
Can't do it. There's too many people.
Mike?
There's too many
this
characters.
This is subjective, but you are also wrong.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I just didn't like it. I don't like fantasy.
You will, though. I didn't like... Look into my eyes. I also didn't like the first episode.
Listen,
I... And then I grew to love that show.
Here's the thing. I've literally surrounded myself my entire life with nerds and dorks who love talking about dragons and
that shit's
mythical...
Gay.
Yeah, but that's what this show
it's
is.
It's more than that, Michael.
It's not, no, it's not.
You're wrong.
It's dragons. It's people on
That's
horseback.
That's a wrap. Thank you guys for listening.
It's horseshit. Anyway, Insecure, I love it.
I'm so happy. And I love that you said all that stuff. Because
yeah.
it's just a funny show, no matter who,
yeah, I think that's
what,
the thing.
Where,
I think
when.
That's,
it's fucking funny.
I think it. That's the number one thing is, like, it. Of course, we're also, I think, Christy and I are the number one and two comedians to talk about race relations.
Of course.
Of course. But I think that it is cool that that's, it's just... It's more than anything, it's a funny television show,
and
it's good. And then it's like, but there are specific problems that, like, black women in this age group deal with.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, you finally, it's like, I mean, I'm a straight white guy.
Yep.
Literally every TV show has a storyline that I can, other than like,
oh, of course,
you know, Sex and the City, or like, you know, like there's like a few TV shows that don't focus, or at least have one character of like a straight white guy on there who
yes.
has like a prominent storyline. It's like, I can look at any television show and just yes. be like, that's kind of my life.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, there are so many different, like, there's so many different stories that can be told
yeah.
that haven't. And then it's finally like this is one show that does that. And
yeah.
it was, you know, it would be nice to have a lot more.
And I just find, and I hate to make, because I'm sure that, like, the creators of Insecure and everybody who works with that show, it does probably get frustrated with the comparison to Girls,
yeah.
which is also on HBO and also focuses on 4 women
yeah.
around the same age. So, like, comparisons are going to be made. That being said, I find that Insecure is so much more relatable. I find it
yeah.
so much more, like, of an actual representation of... me, of like my friends and like people our age
yeah.
versus like this hipster kind of like elite, like
it's,
whatever
it's,
Brooklyn
it's,
vibe that I'm, I don't really.
It's truly like shows you how people really, it's like one person like Lena Dunham grew up so rich.
Yeah.
And even, I don't know how Issa Rae grew up, but even if she grew up pretty rich or middle class or whatever, it like just comes through more that she's like the first scene is her working a shit job and just being like, this is how you have to survive as a real person. It's like not about people whose parents pay their rent and shit, which is people's story. And also, I don't want to hear that story.
I agree. You don't want to root for that person.
Yeah, there's nothing that's like, I mean, that's a real trend I've seen in comedy lately. It's like people who grew up with money who are not even trying to hide it anymore. And I'm like, you are the least relatable person I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it's so hard. Like, just to piggyback on that, like, that's not to say that those people who were born into wealth, that they can't be super funny and super, super great at whatever they're doing.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I feel bad because I feel like just in my life, I am like critical. There's always a little, I think just because I grew up with no money, it's there's like such a divide.
I think that
where I don't get that.
This is a weird observation I've made, is that comedians who come from money very rarely do personal comedy. It's always very, it's either like one-linery and kind of
topical.
One-linery topical or like character stuff where it's like, it's never really, because it's like, how interesting is it to just be like, so I grew up pretty wealthy and that was pretty
so
easy for me.
So I was growing up on my dad's yacht.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nobody can relate to that shit. It's like, shut up. That's like the whole Lena Dunham thing for me personally. And I did really like Girls. And I don't not like Lena, but there is an element of that where it's like, all right, well, you can be funny and cool and like, congrats on all your success, but like, I don't get you. Like, we're not the same. When I'm watching Insecure, I'm like, oh, like, I get these stories. Yeah, I get what's happening.
It's like we've all worked a shitty job and we've all been in relationships that like kind of didn't. Kind of fizzled out and like didn't go as we wanted them to.
Yeah.
And I think that's much more relatable than any of the very honestly very few things I've seen of Girls.
I agree. And I also want to say too that like I'm drawing too many direct comparisons. I feel like I'm going to look back on this podcast and be like, why did I keep comparing it to Girls the whole time? That's like not the point of this podcast. But I really like that on Insecure, the four women who are kind of centralized, and there's Lawrence too, but they're all very different.
Yeah.
They're not all the same type of I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm directly comparing it to Girls again, but like they're all very different and they each have their own personality and they're not like this cookie cutter, like, you know, caricature of what they think like a Malibu person is. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're just all very different.
Yeah. Like these are. Like, the characters are people and not, like, representations of, like, what you think someone who lives in Williamsburg
would be like.
Yeah.
That, thank you.
Yeah,
that's how I wish I said that.
So, yeah, which I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's really – I think it was a really good show. I'm definitely going to watch more.
Good.
I mean, I've never watched more than one season of any show that I've done on this show. But
that's wild. I'm telling you, though. I mean, you'll love
it. I think it's good. I think I'm gonna
end
up watching
it. Watched it. And I'm so happy to have been on this podcast to talk about it because I really, really love it.
Yeah,
my girlfriends and I are obsessed. We have a group chat. We just talk about it all the time.
I gotta get a
send
group,
memes.
Gotta get a group chat with my boys to talk about
Insecure.
Talk
about Insecure. You'll learn a lot. And like this.
Hey,
it's
dog.
Not
you see what Lawrence is
girls.
Up to this time?
Yeah.
Lawrence is crazy, huh?
It's funny. I mean, I have guy friends that watch it and love it. Like it's not.
Yeah, it
you
doesn't
can be
feel
a dude
like...
and really love it. It's not like a girly comedy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. It is a female driven and written comedy, but it doesn't feel like you know how it's like they'll be like, this is finally a comedy for women. It just feels like a comedy for people starring women.
Like our age.
Yeah.
Not millennial,
yeah,
but like,
yeah,
our, like
yeah,
30s.
It's for younger people. It's for younger people.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
Figuring out your life.
Yeah, and it's like there's of all the characters that I've already been introduced to, I've seen, you know, threads of things that have happened in my life in most of them.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to think of one scene that was like, the only thing that is like doesn't happen where at the end, after Issa and Molly get into the fight and then Issa shows up at Molly's house, that's never happened to me. I think in New York City.
She comes up with like the Cheetos or whatever.
It's like Cheetos and ranch dip. And I'm like, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've never, like, cause I'm just like, what am I going to go 40 minutes on the train to my friend's house? This is too much.
I
know. But, you know, it's television.
You know, it's like a whole thing.
It's so good. And I like how the characters in Insecure, they call out each other's shit. It's not like, you know, where a lot of times on TV, it's like, there's zany Kramer being zany.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they kind of like they'll address like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, why do you act like this?
Like, why are you like that? Yeah, yeah. Like, what's going on? You like get a closer look into why they're the way they are.
Imagine one time Jared just being like, why do you always in my house?
Why do you enter a door like that?
Yeah, who are you sliding in a door for?
Stop eating my food.
Yeah.
Can you not afford your own food?
What's your problem?
What does your apartment look like?
Just one time just being like, Kramer, why are you like this?
The whole show would be different.
Yeah.
That's like what happened to you that made you this way? Yeah.
Who hurt you, Kramer?
That should be a spinoff.
Who hurt you,
a drama. Who hurt you, Kramer?
But now after we find out what he's like, it would just be a very racist spinoff.
Oh, it'd be really bad. No one will watch that show, actually.
But yeah, this was great. Thanks so much for doing this. Do you have a bunch of awesome things you want to plug?
You know what? I have a podcast called Talking Funny with Christy on Riotcast.
It's great.
Mike did it with Diego Lopez, it's actually one of our most downloaded episodes. It's called Walk the Plank, You Bitch.
I think so. It was
a lot of fun.
That was a very horny episode, if you want to talk about horny episodes.
Oh, please. Well, I'm always horny. But Mike was amazing. I host a show with Mateo Lane at Union Hall called Battle of the Divas, and our next show is September 21st, so get tickets and come to that. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @ Christy Cello.
Awesome.
And thank you so fucking much.
Yeah, of course. This was so great.
So fun. This is a great podcast.
Thanks for doing it. Yeah, it was really fun. You can find me on the internet everywhere, @ Mike Abruzzi. You can email the show... tvcasualtypod@gmail.com. You're not gonna, but it's fine. There's a bunch of other cool podcasts that Leif produces on the Brain Machine Network. You got to check those all out. They're very fun. He still refuses to change the name of the network to Leif's Lil Podcasts, which is
podcast!
What I want it to be.
That's so cute.
But cool. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I'm the best. We'll be back next week. And we'll see ya. Bye. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Mwah, mwah. Mwah. Mwah.